Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter.
And so it came to pass at the dawn of the age of not finding things where you thought they'd be, that the questers did still seek the sword of Asnagar. And as it was the birthday of Vidar the Elf Lord, they decided to take a break from the quest and celebrate in the traditional manner passed down in the ancient scriptures of elven lore, involving songs, presents, and an awful lot of homebrew.
My quello festers. My lello whaffers. My feckert guys. I want to propose a toast.
Another one, Vidar.
To finding the sword of Asnagar.
Yeah!
And may we find it soon, because to be perfectly honest, I'm getting a bit fed up of looking.
Yeah!
We have been searching for a very long time. What if we don't ever find it? Then the Chosen One will never get to lead us against the armies of evil.
Do you know, something tells me that we're actually really, really close.
Really, Chosen One?
Really, really, really. We're really, really, really close.
What makes you so sure?
I don't know, Sam. Maybe it's my old dog instincts kicking in. There's something nearby. I can feel it. It's a smell on the wind, a taste in the air. Something almost indefinable that set my ears twitching and my heart racing. Of course, it could just be rabbits.
No, Chosen One is right. Last will burn the hair on my mother's back. They will find a sword to smash the old Darius guy in his cohorts into tiny pieces. Because we are questers. Nothing can stop us. Die!
I fancy another wee drinky.
Don't you think you've had enough?
What do you mean? Are you saying I can't handle my drink?
No, it's just, you know, there's a bit less of you to fill up.
Listen, son. We dwarves are famed for our drinking. Before he died, my Uncle Pedro used to down 17 pints of ale in one sitting.
That is impressive. How often did he do that?
Once, then he died, like I said.
I propose a toast.
Oh, okay. Come on.
How many have we had so far?
No, that many, my Lord Vidar. About 12.
Good, then this shall be number... What comes after 12?
I think someone either throws up or passes out.
Yeah, doesn't it feel so good, actually?
There you go.
Nay, nay.
And now he's passed out in it.
I think perhaps Dean has the right idea. It's late and tomorrow is early. We have the quest for the what's name of thingy, so perhaps it's best if we... Good night, all.
Bye. I'll say good night, too. I hope I can get to sleep, though. I feel really dizzy and my head is spinning.
Well, stop turning round and round on your bed and just lie down.
Oh, yes. Night.
Guess that just leaves me and you, Pencilair.
Yes.
So, beautiful night. Look how the moonlight is shiny through the leafy tree thing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you trying to seduce me?
No. A bit.
Don't take this the wrong way, Sam, but if and when I decide to take a consort, he will need to be a mighty and noble warrior. A hero, broad of shoulder and pure of heart.
I see, and you're saying I'm not...
Not even close.
Oh. So there's no chance...
No.
No. Never?
Well, you should never say never.
Ooh.
But in this case, I'm saying never. Never, ever.
Right. Can I at least tell people that we did it?
Everything all right, oh great dark lord of all nastiness? Oh, you've hardly touched your porridge. Shall I drizzle some more of my special syrup all over it?
Is that the stuff that comes out of your nose?
Yes, lord.
No, thanks.
Well, can I get you something else? Toasted cockroaches, freshly squeezed organ juice. I could boil you some smeg.
Not hungry.
Oh, perhaps you're coming down with something. Let's see, you're very pale, your forehead feels cold and clammy, so that's all normal.
I'm not ill, Creech.
Well, what is it then?
Have you seen this?
Oh, not that filthy rag, the Necromancer's Gazette.
Yes.
I object to it on principle.
Where is it? Blah, blah, blah. Here it is, yes, look. Something wicked this way comes.
K-Bar the Maleficent lets us in on his secrets to being a master of the dark arts. K-Bar the Ruddy Maleficent. What does he know about being a Dark Lord?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Nothing, no. And look, they've even drawn a picture of him, look, reclining on his throne of depravity.
Ooh, well, they've certainly captured his smug little grin, haven't they?
Haven't they, just? And that's not all, though. Look, he's all over it. Look, welcome to my nightmare. Lord Maleficent shows us around his evil clifftop lair. Is this the face of pure evil? K-Mal reveals his daily regime for keeping that just-climbed-out-of-a-coffin look.
Oh, I knew he'd had work done.
It makes me sick. Why are they so interested in that slimy little toad?
Well, you know how these scribes work, Lord. They're just looking for anything to fill the parchment.
And what about me? I could fill their parchment. Why doesn't anyone want to know what I think about things?
Well, they probably think you're too busy, you meanness.
Rubbish. They've forgotten me. That's what it is.
I'm sure that's not true.
No, I'm old news, creature. Yesterday's evil Dark Lord.
Oh, but Lord, surely we don't care about all that razzmatazz and tittle-tattle. We know that we're doing the really important work, and in the long run, that's what counts.
Don't be so naive, creature. You've got to keep your name out there. Otherwise, before you know it, you're just a washed-up, bitter old has-been chuntering on about how things were much more evil in my day.
Hey, well, perhaps I could put out some kind of press release. You know, Sword of Asnagar still at large. Ultimate triumph of evil still in the balance, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's going to take more than that, Creech. I need to break the deadlock. Do something bold and daring.
Right.
Any ideas?
Now, well, I suppose it is Lammastide, so there's always the challenge of single combat.
What?
You know, where you light the beacon of doom to issue the challenge to single combat man-to-man, winner takes all.
Right.
Oh, I don't know, though. Single combat, very gaudy, isn't it? Very gauche.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Well, it's the kind of thing that Flash Herbert K-Bar would do.
Yes, you're right. It's exactly the kind of thing that K-Bar would do.
Clothes. Where are yours?
Don't you remember?
No.
What? Nothing?
I remember we had a few drinks, then went for a walk in the forest.
Oh, so romantic. You were so romantic.
Was I?
Oh, Sammy, it was amazing.
Sammy?
Just you and me under the stars.
Well, that does sound pretty good. So does that mean we...
Oh, yes.
...did the deed?
Three deeds.
Wow! And was I good?
You are incredible. We rode your love train to heaven and back and all the way. I called your name Sam, 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 Sam,
Sam, Sam.
What?
Wake up.
What's going on?
I think you were dreaming or something.
Oh, no. Oh, so, where am I? What happened?
You went off on your own in a sulk last night. I think you must have passed out in a drunken stupor.
Oh, I can't remember anything. Did we?
Definitely not.
But what if we did?
We didn't.
But what if we did?
We didn't.
But what if
we
did?
Oh, God, please, come on. Let's get back to the others.
Fine.
Then you might want to put some clothes on.
Yeah. It's a bit cold, that's why it's...
Oh, eat, yes, very, very hungry, hungry.
Do you think you could do that a little less noisily, Dean, my old friend?
Oh, sorry, my Lord Vader, I was just rustling up a hearty breakfast of eggs, gramble cock and blood pudding.
Yeah, I fear I may have to forego breakfast this morning.
Hello? I hope you're no feeling unwell.
A tiny bit. Do you feel all right?
Me? Oh, aye, absolutely fine. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
And vomity-bearded.
Oh, yeah, can't imagine how that happened.
I think perhaps we all may have overindulged last night.
You're not kidding. The inside of my mouth feels like I've been eating cat litter. And I have actually done that before, so I know what it's like.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Princess. You're up early.
Morning.
And Sam? What did you get up to last night?
Absolutely nothing.
What a great night, though, eh? We all drank too much, did nothing, passed out, and now feel completely terrible. I can see why humans like alcohol so much.
Oh, Lord Vida! Look! On the mountain!
Someone has lit the beacon of doom!
Not the beacon of doom!
What's the beacon of doom?
I have no idea!
Get a
then, my lord. He who would defeat the Dark Lord must accept the challenge of the beacon and fight him in single combat when the moon is full in the month of Lemistide.
Oh, single combat? That sounds dangerous.
Single combat is the most exciting thing a man can do.
Yes, it is also the most exciting thing a woman can do.
That's because you've never taken a ride on Sammy's love train. All aboard for a one-way trip to paradise, and we're making all the stops on the way, baby.
I told you it's never going to happen. I'm sworn to chastity.
So is Sam.
No, I'm not.
You might as well be.
What's a train?
It's a big thing you ride on.
Sounds interesting. I'd like to ride this train of yours one day, Sam.
Aye, me too.
We'd both like a go.
Yeah, should we get back to this beacon of doom?
Will there be room, though?
Can you fit two of us on it?
The beacon!
Oh, yes.
This could be our chance to defeat darkness once and for all.
But when is the month of Lammastide?
I think we're in it.
Are we?
Last Friday was the third.
30 days has September, April, Clune, and Cucumber, all the rest. Yes, you're right, Dean.
And the full moon is tomorrow night.
Then we must accept the challenge at once. The fate of Lower Earth is in our hands. If we delay for even 1 minute, our chance will be gone forever.
Or until next Lammastide.
Yes.
Which in our calendar follows immediately on from this Lammastide.
Yes, thank you, noble dwarf. If we delay for even 1 minute, there will be a slightly inconvenient gap until the next chance.
I am proper excited now, aren't you, Sam?
Who's going to do the actual fighting?
Yes, we must choose which of our number is brave and heroic enough to face the challenge. The decision will be made according to the ancient elven traditions as laid in ages past. Eeny, meeny, miny.
It's all right, Amos. It's only thunder.
Sorry, sorry. Dogs hate thunder. We don't understand how it works.
Oh, it's pretty straightforward, really. It's when the pressure and the charge of the cloud... I'll tell you later.
Hello? Anyone? That was my entrance.
Lord Darkness!
The same.
To me, questers. Arm yourselves.
Ready, Lord Vidar.
Break ahead, you, my Lord Vidar. Weapon in hand.
If you've come for the Chosen One, Darkness, then know this. We will fight to the end to defend him, and I assure you, we will not sell our lives dearly.
Cheaply, Lord.
What?
We sell our lives cheaply.
Are you sure?
Of course it's cheaply. If it was dearly, then we'd be giving our lives away for nothing.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Not exactly.
Right. Lord Darkness, it appears I may have given you the wrong impression just now. When I said dearly, I actually meant...
I know what you meant. I've come to find out which of you mortals will accept my challenge to trial by single combat.
Very well. It's hero time, everyone. Whose turn is it?
Well, let's see. I fought the snow beast of Cawdor, Princess, and you fought the giant eagle of Gzak.
Of course.
So then, it must be my turn.
Vidar, can I have a quick word?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make a romantic gesture to impress Penthesilea.
Okay.
But I need your help.
Okay.
Before you accept the challenge, I'm going to volunteer to fight Lord Darkness.
Right.
But when I do, I want you to step in and volunteer instead, okay?
I see.
Because I don't really want to fight him. Do you understand?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, all right. Lord Darkness.
Yes.
I accept the challenge of the Beacon of Doom.
Sam?
Well done, Sam. Very brave gesture.
Very well, then we shall meet...
No, sorry, just a minute, Vidar. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
You're supposed to volunteer instead.
Right, sorry.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone, sorry. Lord Darkness, I accept the challenge of the beacon.
Sam. Wow.
Vidar.
Well done, Sam.
Vidar, why do you keep saying well done?
You keep volunteering.
Vidar.
Yes, sir.
You need to concentrate.
Right, sorry.
When I volunteer, you volunteer straight after, okay?
I get it.
Sure.
Yes. You volunteer, then me.
Okay. Try again.
Yep.
Okay. Lord Darkness, I accept the challenge of the beacon.
Sir?
Vidar?
No! I accept the challenge of the beacon instead of Sam.
Oh, no! And I was really looking forward to it.
Oh, well, if you were really looking forward to it...
Very well, the humanity.
No!
We shall meet at sunset on the plains of Drac.
Wait! How was that?
Reach, put the kettle on. Actually, forget the kettle. Open up a bottle of something grain-based and slightly toxic.
Oh, are we celebrating, Lord?
We certainly are. I have just guaranteed that the name Lord Darkness will be on the front page of every pamphlet, periodical, and proclamation from here to Belleron.
Oh, well done, Lord. Oh, you haven't done something funny with a goat, have you?
Enough.
Or did someone see you coming out of a tavern with your breeches undone and your pants showing?
There are other ways to make the news, Creech.
Of course, Your Foulness. Like what?
I've just made sure that by this time tomorrow, the questers will be defeated. The forces of good will have conceded the ultimate battle, and the forces of evil, led by yours truly, shall reign over Lower Earth for all eternity.
Oh, yes, that would do it.
Yes, I'd like to see what K-Bar and his 8 ways to evil up a room makes of that.
Yes, Lord. Exactly how have you managed it?
How? How? By invoking the right to single combat, that's how.
Ah.
Clever, eh?
Who did you say we would be putting up for this?
Well, me, of course.
I was afraid of that.
What?
And which of the questers has taken up the challenge?
Well, that's the really good bit. It's the human, Sam, not even one of the good fighters.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Creech, I'm sensing you are less than enthusiastic about my scheme.
Sorry, Lord, it's just, how were you planning on defeating the human?
Oh, I don't know. Probably get a fire wraith to incinerate him, or maybe one of the ice beer masks.
Lord, it is single combat, you see. One-to-one, no other parties allowed.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll just summon a thunderbolt to reduce him to ash.
No, again, Lord, no. The rules of engagement expressly forbid the use of magic of any kind.
Really?
I'm afraid so.
So what can I use?
Well, the 4 basic weapons of chivalry. There's sword, mace, axe, or spear.
Ah, I see. And what does he get?
He gets the same.
Shamba.
Oh, quite. Quite.
This is all a big misunderstanding. Tell them, Vidar.
Tell them what?
If you didn't, he went to Fay. Why did you volunteer?
It was a mistake. I was trying to look good in front of Penthesilea.
What? You mean this is all because of me?
Yes, I just thought if I said I'd fight, you'd think I was, you know, a bit of a hero, and then me and you might,
You put the fate of all Lower Earth at risk just for the chance to be with me.
Yeah.
Oh, so sweet.
Really? You mean it worked?
Yeah, it's a very romantic gesture. See you in a whole new light.
So you mean there could be a happy ending after all?
Yeah, except for one thing.
What?
You're going to die at sunset.
Oh.
This is indeed a difficult path you have chosen, Sam. Yes, you will feel afraid. Yes, you will feel pain. Yes, you will suffer anguish and hardship. But always remember, there is something more. You have to think about the bigger picture.
Which is?
Well, I suppose it's the one that's larger than the small picture, but not as big as the biggest picture.
Hey, there comes a time in every man's life when he has to stand up and be counted.
Like a fire drill.
What?
Where you all have to stand round and be counted. Usually someone from HR in a green fluorescent jacket.
Remember, Lord Darkness will be without his magic armoury. With spirit and a warrior's bravado, you can cover yourself in glory.
You mean I might win?
No, but you will die gloriously.
Well, hang on. Maybe I've got a chance. I mean, I'm not in bad shape. I did a half marathon last year.
Well, perhaps he'll only half kill you.
Okay, Inasinas, hand-to-hand combat training, day one, lesson one.
Right.
So, you got big dreams, yeah? You want fame, yeah? Well, fame costs, and right here is where you start paying. It's sweat!
Creech, what are you doing?
Sorry, Lord, I was giving you a motivational speech before we start.
I'm fighting for the ultimate triumph of evil over good, Creech. I don't need any more motivation than that.
Of course.
And for God's sake, stop that awful drumming.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
Very good, most crotchety one. So, we have our 4 weapons to choose from.
Yep, yep.
We have the sword, the mace, the axe, and the spear. Now, where would you like to start?
I think sword, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rather dashing. Got a bit of style to it.
If you say so, Lord. Now, why don't you pick it up and get used to the feel, yeah?
Right, okay. Oh, heavier than it looks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a standard long-handled, double-edged broadsword, right. Yep. Lord. They tend to come quite heavy.
I see. And how do you do it?
It's primarily used for cutting or slicing your means.
All right, so you're just sort of swinging around a bit, is that the idea?
Yes, careful! Careful, Lord! No, the edge is a razor sharp.
Don't worry, Creech. You know, I think I might be something of a natural at this. Sorry, well, that sword rather got away from me there, I think.
That's all right, Lord.
That is your arm, isn't it?
Yes, but it's fine. I've got another.
Yeah. Shall we try something else?
Yes.
How about the axe?
Yes, this is quite similar to the sword. Sorry, this stings a bit. it's quite similar to the sword you're slicing. There's very sharp edges.
No, perhaps we'll leave that then, shall we?
Well, good idea, yeah. Lord. How about the mace?
Yes, much more like it. The old mace, a club on a string. Yeah. Easy to use, just pick it up and... Ow!
You hold the other end, Lord.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's a flange mace with a wooden handle and a pointy bit on the end for stabbing.
Ow!
Yes, careful, Lord. You need to swing it away from your body.
Ow! What the... Ow! Oh, Shanban, it's not working properly. I think this one must be broken.
Right.
Yeah, well, let's have a go with the spear.
The spear is quite tricky, Lord. It's a bit unwieldy if you're not used to it.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
Just try not to point it at anyone. Oh, that really hurts.
No, it's stuck in the... Oh, I don't like the spear, Creed.
Neither do I. Shall we forget the weapons?
Let's forget the weapons, yes. Otherwise, I'll have eviscerated myself before the human's even got his cape off.
Yes. How about a bit of hand-to-hand combat? Oh, right. Why don't you see if you can take me down?
Right. Well, it seems a bit unfair, Creech. I'm much bigger than you, and I have just cut your arm off.
Well, don't worry about me, Lord. You give it all you've got.
Sure. Yeah? Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I don't know what we're going to learn from me beating a one-armed midget to a bloody pulp. Well, here goes.
Sorry, Lord, you all right?
Let's face it, Creech, without dark magic, I'm not much cop, am I?
No.
There's only one thing for it. We're going to have to use Plan
B. What's that?
Well, cheating.
You can't cheat. It's written in the runes.
Can't cheat. I'm the supreme evil being.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's true.
I'm not doing it. We'll have to cancel.
The human has accepted the challenge, but Lord Vida, there can be no backing down. Honor demands it.
Does he? Remind me, who is Honor again?
The code of honor by which all noble warriors live, Lord.
Oh, that honor, yes.
Oh, honor be damned.
Oh, steady on. You hardly know the chap.
Wait, I don't feel well.
You don't look very ill.
But I'm so cold. I'm so very cold and shivering and wheezy and with a terrible huff. My whole body is aching and contorted in agony.
That actually does look quite convincing, doesn't
it? Yeah, got me out of cross-country 4 years in a row.
But even if you were dying, you would still have to honour the runes and the code of warrior chivalry.
You have to get me out of this. I don't want to fight the Lord of Shadow. I'm young and full of hope, and I bruise easily.
Oh, just man up. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yes, let us not forget Dean's words of wisdom. There comes a time when a man must stand with... Something about counting and standing. This is a great thing you are doing, Sam. By accepting the challenge of Lord Darkness, you will be saving the lives of countless thousands.
Except he's going to lose. Then evil will triumph over good, and Lord Darkness will reign over Lower Earth, subjugating, terrorizing, and enslaving its peoples for all eternity. Oh, and Sam will be killed.
So not all bad, then.
If only Sam was a bit...
Less of a wish?
No.
Wasn't a massive coward?
Oi.
He could fight his way out of a parchment knapsack.
Hey.
Didn't soil his breeches at the first whiff of danger.
Fair enough.
I knew there was some way for Sam to transform into a mighty warrior by sunset.
I know. I could put him through my elven warrior training program. It's a 3-year intensive course. By the end of... Oh, you mean sunset today.
Yeah. I have an idea that might just save Sam's life and stop the world from descending into eons of darkness.
Damn!
Can you run this past me one more time?
Of course. So, now that I am wearing Sam's clothes and he is wearing mine, Lord Darkness will think I am Sam and he is me.
Nope. Zoom. Straight over the old noggin. Which one of you is Lord Darkness again?
It doesn't matter.
No good will come of this. The ancient runes must be obeyed.
Oh, will you stop going on about the runes?
You're a bit tetchy. I thought you'd be happy to be out of the single combat.
This breastplate is really chafing.
That leather skirt looks a bit drafty.
No, actually, that feels quite nice.
That's a shameful behaviour, human. What kind of man allows a woman to do a man's work?
A sensible one?
The princess has got more chance of saving the world than Sam.
You sure you want to do this, princess?
I'm quite sure, Sam. I must try and save the world if I possibly can.
It is the appointed hour. Lord Darkness will be here any moment.
Sorry, but that'd be scary, even if you're not a dog.
Behold, pathetic mortals! Tremble in fear and prostrate yourselves before the awful majesty that is his most extreme unpleasantness, the Lord Darkness!
Darkness, you fiend. I suppose you've come for the single combat?
Yes. Where is the human?
Here I am.
He's gonna suss her.
No, he won't.
Well, but my voice is much more deep and manly.
No, it isn't.
Well, you certainly have a nobler bearing about you than I remember.
Thank you.
And your breasts are larger.
Thank you.
And now prepare to battle. The full force of evil.
Isn't that a fire troll?
Where?
There?
I think so. Can you see a fire troll, Creech?
No, Lord.
Fire trolls aren't allowed.
Says who?
The runes, man, the runes.
I care not of runes.
Oh, I thought everyone cared about the runes.
What about Penthesilea? She's got no chance against that thing.
She will die a warrior's death.
Not if I can help it.
Get back, it's too dangerous.
Now what?
It is I, Penthesilea, warrior princess. Prepare to feel my lady wrath.
She's killed the fire troll.
Typical. That's the last time I used that agency.
Well, I suppose you get what you pay for.
Well done, Sam.
Yes, well done, human.
What? Human?
The dog.
Oh, I've given it away. Or have I?
Yes.
Right, just checking.
You mean this person, the pointy breastplate, is a man?
Hard to believe, isn't it?
But that's cheating, isn't it, Lord?
Yes, it is, Crete. Well, if they're cheating too, all bets are off. Come on, let's go.
This won't knock Kaba off the front page, will it?
No, let's get down the tavern and I'll give them a flash of my underbreeches. Come on.
See, it got me again!
So where does that leave us?
Well, we've learned that Sam is a brave and noble princess.
I'm proud of you, Sam.
Well, all I can say is love makes you do strange things, Amos.
Everything's back to how it was before. All we have to do now is find the Sword of Asnagar.
Nearly back to how it was before.
What do you mean?
You still got your skirt on, Paul.
Oh, of course, we must change clothes.
Well, why don't we stay as we are for a bit?
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Vidar wears a skirt.
Hey, well, that's a jerkin. Anyway, it's got the legs for it.
Onwards, my fellow questers, for somewhere out there, the Sword of Asnagar awaits.